Hello, it is I, your friend with the accent. Today I've come to introduce you to the beginning of us, the myth of how we came to be. This is the epic of the gray wolf. The wolf is a symbol of strength in my culture, a symbol of war and honor in the fight, of freedom, nature, and speed. According to legend, the wolf gave birth to my people. She is the mother who created us, and she's who we thank when going into battle. The wolf in this epic is sometimes also called Sky Wolf, and is a deity that was believed to have come down from the skies to guide us once in every 100 years. It's this incredibly large female wolf with blue-gray fur. She's our alpha, our mother, protector, and leader. She shows us the way and leads us through difficult times. Even though we've long since abandoned our pagan ways and adopted a much more boring, organized religion, the wolf and what it symbolizes has stayed as an important part of our cultural identity. Even now, in times of turmoil, there are some people back home, those of us who get their strength from the close ties they have to their ancestors, will remember the story of our wolf mother and know that it's in our blood to fight and to survive. So the legend goes that there was a young boy whose village was invaded. It was raided at night, and the men were killed, and the women and the children were raped first and then killed. No one was spared, no one survived, except for one young boy who managed to escape into the woods after being captured by the invaders and having both of his feet cut off. And there in the woods, a large female wolf came across the boy. He was all bloodied and no feet, and she nursed him back to health. And when the boy reached a certain age, he mated with the wolf and impregnated her. The invading people had, at this point, declared the land as theirs and started living there. A few hunters came across the boy one day, and seeing his slanted almond-shaped eyes, they realized what people the boy belonged to, and they murdered him. Then they saw the pregnant wolf sleeping in a clearing and tried to kill her. The wolf escaped to a mountain and hid in a cave there. The cave was hidden from the outside by rocks and brush, and there she gave birth to 10 half-human, half-wolf boys. One of these hybrid boys grew up to become the leader of my people. This story has always inspired me. The people who created it, my ancestors, were such strong warriors that they decided that they had to have been originated from the gods. Even though my country now is very well mixed, racially speaking, because we constantly immigrated for a very long time at the beginning, and then when we finally settled on a piece of land, we kept invading the nearby lands and started moving our people there and mixing with them. And there was a lot of mass migration into our land from faraway countries all throughout our history. So currently, nobody is a pure anything anymore, and nobody has been for centuries. how I'm half Russian and the other half, like, fuck knows. And I haven't even lived in my home country for a good number of years now, and it doesn't look like I will be moving back home anytime soon. But I carry it with me, my home, with the blood in my veins, with the stories in my head. And I'm truly honored to have descended from such a strong foundation. And I hope that you listening also have a strong connection to your roots. You know, everyone has bloodshed in their past. Most of us have been invaded and have been invaders as well. It's in the nature of a human, I think. The things we do to other humans. Still, I hope you don't feel bad about your history, your people's past, what they've done, what the history books are saying they have done. For the most part, it was just people being people, and by them doing what they did, you were born. Your ancestors are looking over you still, even if you have long left the land they used to rule. And I hope you make your ancestors proud.